but I'll call this meeting to order.
Welcome, everyone. We're opening the first session of the conference committee. It is about 10 minutes after 4 on April the 8th, 2016. Section 77, Masons, paragraph 3. Chair, it's not necessary. Representative Newman.
Thank you. I'd like to call this meeting of the Conference Committee on Operating the Mental Health Appropriations Bills to order. Members present are House members, Representative Mark Newman, Vice Chair pending election, Representative Steve Thompson, member, Representative Les Guerra. In the Senate, we have Senator Pete Kelly, Senator Anna McKinnon, and Senator Lyman Hoffman. I move that Senator Kelly serve as presiding officer of the FY 2017 Operating Budget Conference Committee.
Without objection. I move that Representative Newman serve as vice chair of the FY 2017 Operating Budget Conference Committee. Without objection, so moved. As the chair of the conference committee, I would like to review the process we will follow for these meetings. Number one, both the House and Senate budget processes allow for public testimony. That portion of the process is now concluded. The conference committee will not be accepting public testimony. Unless invited by the chair, only members of the conference committee may take part in this discussion or sit at the table. Legislative Finance has been directed to prepare the motion sheets, and we will be using these at the table. These sheets summarize the differences between the two versions of the bill that are the business of the conference committee. The motion sheets are posted on the Legislative Finance Division website and will be updated after each committee. Number four, the conference committee will operate under Uniform Rule 42. Adopting any motion or taking any action requires a majority vote from each body. A copy of Uniform Rule 42 and related legal opinions are in each member's packets. At this point, I would like to obtain a motion to adopt all identical items. Representative Newman.
Mr. Chair, I move that all appropriations and language that are identical in both the House and Senate versions of House Bill 256 and House Bill 257 be adopted.
Are there objections?
Object briefly, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'll withdraw the objection in a moment. The current rule allows you to pick either the Senate or House number, and then all things that are the same are adopted. I hope at some point we'll be able to have a discussion about items that may fall outside those boundaries under Rule 70 and waive the rules if there's an item that needs to be addressed. But for now, I'm happy with this, and we can move ahead.
Thank you, Representative Guerra. I think that comes only with the permission from the Speaker and the President. I would entertain a motion to request limited powers for budget allocations for which differences exist. I have distributed a letter for this purpose dated April 8th, 2016, addressed to the Speaker of the House and the Senate President. Under limited powers, the conference committee can adopt any amount between zero and the higher of the House or Senate version of each item subject to conference. Representative Newman.
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt the letter requesting limited powers of conference for items that are not identical.
Any objections? Hearing none, the letter is adopted. The committee will be meeting to complete action on the operating budget once limited powers have been received. Meetings will be posted on basis under the 24-hour rule. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Hearing none, we are adjourned for today. Does this need to be signed?
Yes.
And the members will have a sheet to sign. I'll pass that to you. Thank you. We are adjourned.